Recorded Books presents All That We Carried by Aaron Bartles, narrated by Lori Gardner. Chapter 1. Midwesterners do dumb things on the one nice day in March. The thought that winter might indeed have an end makes them giddy, unpredictable, and more than a little bit stupid. They wear shorts, make big plans, believe that this, finally, will be the year they get in shape, or go to Paris, or write their screenplay. And much like you wouldn't hold a friend to a promise they made while emerging from the effects of anesthesia after surgery, Olivia Green felt that her sister had no right to hold her to the promise she'd made on that unseasonably warm day 7 months ago. Melanie had called at lunchtime when Olivia would not be in court, and would therefore have no excuse for letting the call go to voicemail as she normally would. The sun had just broken through the rushing clouds, lighting the towering smokestacks of the power station south of downtown like columns of a Greek temple. Mists lifted from the low places along the road that were still cradling crusted snow. And at that moment, after an unsatisfying lunch at a mediocre restaurant with two colleagues she didn't much care for, Olivia had felt just restless enough to agree to a week-long backpacking trip with a younger sister she hadn't seen in a decade. That Melanie chose a hike, she couldn't quite understand. Hiking had long been ruined for her. Now, as she pulled off the highway and into the gas station lot, where they had agreed to meet in Indian River, Olivia wished that day had been as miserable as the rest of March always was. If it had been sleeting, she never would have agreed to this nonsense. She didn't know what kind of car her sister drove, but she didn't bother looking for her either. Melanie wouldn't be there yet, despite living only a half hour away. Instead, Olivia got out of the car, rubbed her hip, which was sore from the long spate of sitting, and went into the gas station. The sprawling shop had the normal gas station fare: pop, beer, candy, salty snacks, but it also sold accoutrements for three distinct, though at times overlapping, markets: veterans, hunters, and those passionate about right-wing politics. She made haste to the bathroom, sure that everyone she passed knew she was out of her element. She'd done her hair that morning and put on makeup because that's what she did every morning. And while she was dressed in jeans and a hooded sweatshirt, she suspected they were brands you could not get at any store up north. She washed her hands and wondered if she should buy a camo baseball cap to fit in. Of course, where she was going, it wouldn't matter. She wouldn't be seeing many people, and of those she did see, she guessed that at least half would be young professionals like her, dabbling a bit in nature, thinking that a walk in the woods would solve their problems. Olivia knew better. Problems like hers couldn't be solved. She snagged an iced tea out of the cooler and passed a rotating case of hunting knives on her way to the counter. A knife. She'd forgotten to buy a knife at the sporting goods store at the mall when she was stocking up on gear for the trip. She didn't know exactly what she might need one for. She only knew that if she didn't have one, a need would present itself. She looked over the knives on offer, eliminating those with Confederate flags, divisions of the armed forces, or nationalist sentiments on the handle, until all that was left to choose from were animals: white-tailed deer, black bear, turkey, wolf, fish. A fish would do. "Excuse me," she said to the woman behind the counter. "Could I get the knife that says brook trout?" The woman opened the case and extracted the knife Olivia pointed out. "You should get the one with the salmon," she said. "Salmon run started." Olivia just smiled and held out her credit card. She'd never cared for that half-crazed look of a spawning salmon. The eyes desperate, the scales turned a bloody red, the upper jaw looking for all the world like the thing would be screaming if only it had vocal cords. "I guess you want the one with the state fish," the woman said. Then she narrowed her eyes. "Where are you from?" "East Lansing," she nodded. "Heading to the cottage one last time for the year?" "Hiking."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?